Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season premiere of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on the program, we say goodbye to a once storied and a once endearing franchise. But first, let's start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Shohei Ohtani and his now former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara. Shohei Ohtani, I mean, when he first arrived in the United States and into the world of Major League Baseball, once-in-a-lifetime talent, a generational talent. Great seasons with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. During the 5 seasons he was with the team, multiple All-Star appearances, also a 2-time American League MVP, also an American League Rookie of the Year. What can you say about him? An American League Hank Aaron Award winner, led the league in home runs, in home runs last year. Shohei, great is an understatement, but fantastic seasons with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. During the offseason, signed a record contract to join the Los Angeles Dodgers. And if you know about the Dodgers, you know about what they have on their roster with the likes of Mookie Betts, Clayton Kershaw, just to name a few. Shohei, a talent in his own right, playing alongside Mike Trout and the Angels, coming over to join even more talent with the Los Angeles Dodgers, going from Orange County near Anaheim, going down to LA County in Los Angeles. So Shohei Mania was alive and well in Anaheim with the Angels, and it is alive and well further down in Southern California with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So with Shohei, with his rapid success with not just playing baseball, but with all the endorsements and the hype being real with the Angels, and the hype being even more real with the Dodgers, as a lot of people are expecting the Dodgers to go far as to win the World Series. Well, during spring training, a recent story developed involving his now ex-interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara. Ipe was Shohei's personal interpreter during his time with the Angels and his short period of time with the Dodgers. There were reports going around. There was an investigation that was conducted by a popular sports network that uncovered $4.5 million in wire payments from Shohei's bank account to a Southern California bookmaking operation, which was under federal investigation, which we now know later that Shohei's former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, had a gambling problem. He was involved in sports betting. Long story short, the federal investigation happened, and Mitsuhara later told the network that the money he was repaying, the money he was using, that money to repay his gambling debts. And then it was just a whirlwind of things that happened in the days and the weeks that followed. At first, Ipe later said that Shohei knew about it, but then Shohei later comes out and says that he knew nothing about it. And then Ipe comes out in a later statement, says that Shohei knew nothing about it. Well, long story short, let's fast forward to March the 25th. Shohei has his press conference. He made his first public statement about the incident, and he told reporters that he had never bet on sports, or he had no knowledge of Ipe's debt until the team meeting that the Dodgers had on March the 19th. So let's fast forward now to April the 11th. U.S. District Attorneys, they charged Mitsuhara with 1 count of bank fraud after an investigation determined that he had impersonated Shohei Ohtani with this bank and had illegally changed the settings on the bank account, and get this, had stolen over $16 million from Shohei's bank account. That's right, folks. He had stolen over $16 million from Ohtani's bank account in order to cover his gambling debts. Now, as I stated earlier, in a speech that had taken place on March the 19th, a team meeting that had taken place with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mitsuhara admitted to having a gambling addiction in that speech. But certainly, I mean, for this investigation to come down like this, and later it was found out that Mitsuhara was charged with bank fraud and he had stolen $16 million from Ohtani, man, that's something else right there. Then it was later confirmed that he turned himself in shortly after that, and but was later released on $25,000 bond. So his next court appearance is expected to be in the middle of May. So this is basically what I gathered from this was that this was basically a combination of being too trusting and being very naive. I think if anything was to occur from this is that, number one, I don't know if Shohei recognized this, but Shohei to me was too trusting and too naive with Ipe in this situation. For somebody, for an interpreter to have your personal information such as your bank account information or username, passwords, or settings on the bank account, because the information that it has right here said that Mitsuhara had illegally changed the settings on the bank account and stole over $16 million from Ohtani's account. I mean, you can't be too trusting, but it certainly, this is what it looks like, what Shohei was with in this situation with Ipe, being too trusting, being very naive, not knowing the situation. And again, when you're dealing with personal things such as banking information or something of a financial nature or just any personal information, you don't want to give out a lot of that information. Those are things that you can handle on your own. But this is, I don't know what to make of this, but I know one thing. Ipe is not going to get away scot-free, certainly not when you're, especially when you've committed bank fraud and you stole millions upon millions of dollars from a famous person's bank account and somebody that appeared to have trusted you and somebody that couldn't look from the looks of it confided in you. That's not good at all. But if there's any sort of silver lining in all of this, it's that Shohei is going to feed off of this. He's been a competitor during his years in Japan. He's been a competitor since he's arrived in the United States. He's been a competitor with the Angels, and I know he's going to compete with his new team in the Los Angeles Dodgers. So if anything, Shohei is going to be on it. This is going to be fuel to the fire. This is going to be motivation for him to hopefully get this distraction behind him and focus on what's really important, which is playing Major League Baseball and helping the Dodgers get that World Series title. Remember, the last time the Dodgers won a World Series was 4 years ago during the pandemic year, during the COVID year. So, and there's always fever pitch every year for the Dodgers. I mean, when you think of Los Angeles, you think of Lakers and you think of the Dodgers, and then there's other teams like the Clippers. And then also too, there's the LA Kings. And then in the Los Angeles area, there's the Angels in Anaheim. I mean, LA, of course, you've got the Rams and you've got the Chargers, but they love their Dodgers. People in LA, they love their Dodgers, and people come from near and far to watch the Dodgers play. And of course, at Los Angeles or Southern California with a huge Asian population, Shohei's fans went from Anaheim and Orange County to Los Angeles County to watch Shohei and the Dodgers make noise. So long story short, Shohei is going to be motivated by this, and I think this could be the fuel to the fire to help him have another storied year, another monster year, and to hopefully help his new team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, get to the World Series and have a chance to win it. My next storyline is going to be the city of Oakland. When you think of the city of Oakland, there's some unique figures that come to my mind, with the likes of MC Hammer, also Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, Too Short, Keisha Cole, oh yeah, the Black Panthers, and also its sports teams. The Golden State Warriors, they played in Oakland for an X amount of years. Recently, they moved back across the Bay, and now they play at the brand new Chase Center in downtown San Francisco. The Raiders, the NFL, Oakland Raiders, so many great seasons in Oakland, in the AFL, later transitioning over to the NFL, and then having to go to Los Angeles and coming back to Oakland before leaving yet again to go to Las Vegas. Now we have the Oakland A's, the Oakland Athletics. You talking about an organization since arriving in the city of Oakland in 1968 they have had some players. I mean, they have had just an enormous amount of talent that has graced that franchise. When you think of the likes of Vita Blue, Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson, Raleigh Fingers, of course, you can't forget about manager Tony La Russa, also Hall of Famers Dennis Eckersley, Ricky Henderson, one of my favorite players of all time. Also the Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Oakland A's, the Oakland Athletics. When you think about baseball teams in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland A's, remember the Battle of the Bay, the Bay Bridge Series, 1989 World Series, the earthquake that had taken place? Yeah. That was a part of the lore of the Bay Area, Northern California, California to be exact, but the Oakland A's wind up winning the World Series that year. When you think about just the tradition of the A's, I mentioned some of those players and some of those iconic rivalries that they've had. In the history of that franchise, since the A's have played in Oakland, they've won 4 World Series titles. They've also won 6 American League pennants. They've won countless division titles. And they've had 4 wild card berths. The Oakland A's. I mean, when you think of the Bay Area sports, the Oakland Athletics is one of the peak franchises in that area. So when I think about Bay Area sports, I mentioned the Warriors, mentioned the Raiders. Both of those teams played in Oakland. Also, Bay Area, not playing in Oakland, but the 49ers are still in San Francisco. They play out in Santa Clara. But those teams, the Warriors and the Athletics, the Warriors, Raiders, and the Athletics, the Warriors went back to San Francisco. The Raiders are in Las Vegas. And guess what? The Oakland A's will be moving to Las Vegas, is expected in 2028. However, this year will be the last year that the A's will be playing in Oakland. Recently, it was confirmed that the A's will be playing their games in West Sacramento, California at Sutter Health Park, which is the home of the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, AAA affiliate, the Sacramento River Cats, between the 2025 and the 2027 seasons, with an option for the 2028 season if necessary. And get this, while in West Sacramento, the A's plan on being referred to as simply the A's and Athletics, with no city name attached. You know, I don't know. How could this be, right? Just coming up back in the day watching Major League Baseball, when you saw the Oakland A's on television, you automatically assumed great players like a Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, Ricky Henderson, Dennis Eckersley, Dave Stewart, just to name a few. But you're still going to be in California for the next 3 years. You're moving a little bit further north a little bit away from the Bay Area. You're going to be in West Sacramento from 2025 to 2027. Then you have the option in 2028, because 2028 is the year that the stadium in Las Vegas is expected to be ready on the Strip. So with the relocation that's expected to take place in Las Vegas, you're expected to have 2 former Bay Area teams playing in Las Vegas, the Raiders and the Athletics. But this is truly so sad. And I know the owners, you know, this is one of these moments where fans, journalists, and so on and so forth, they grow up and they learn that professional sports can be a nasty business. It can be very nasty, and it goes to show you that the owners, they say they care. At the end of the day, it's about the bottom line. And there were proposals that were made by the Oakland City Council. There were reports of the possibility of a new ballpark could have been built on the Port of Oakland, or possibly in one of the other neighborhoods, maybe in a suburban areas like Fremont. Also, San Jose wanted to get in on this, but it goes to show you that owner, you learn, sports fans, whether you're a sports fan, as I stated earlier, whether you're a sports fan, a journalist, or whoever you are, you learn to grow up very quickly, and you get to know that In a lot of cases, owners, they care about the bottom line. They don't care about the fans. And this is so sad with all of this history that this organization has had, and to throw it all away and to move them to West Sacramento for the next several seasons. We're not knocking Sacramento, West Sacramento. We're not knocking them, but it's just that when you have such an esteemed history, and especially in the city of Oakland, or just the Bay Area as a whole that prides itself on its sports and just the culture and the dynamics of that area, it's just so unbelievable. As I mentioned earlier, the Warriors played many seasons at the Oracle Arena in Oakland. Several years ago, they went back to San Francisco, where the franchise was originally at for quite a while. And now they're playing in downtown San Francisco at the Chase Center. You lose the Raiders. The Raiders were in Oakland for many decades. They relocated to Los Angeles. They left L.A., come back to Oakland. Now, several years later, they head to Las Vegas. And this is the potential that in the next several years is going to be permanent. The Oakland A's will be in Las Vegas. And this is just such a shame for the great history that that team has had since they've been in Oakland, the many players, the many faces, and the fans. The fans really brought life. I mean, as I stated earlier, watching Oakland Athletics games back in the day, so much fun, so much just joy that they brought to the fans, not just in the Bay Area, Northern California, but all over, wherever people were traveling from. It was just truly amazing. And it's just so sad that the city of Oakland now will not have any professional sports teams. No Warriors, no Raiders, no Athletics. This is so sad, man. But the memories, the Oakland A's have brought a lot of memories, and it definitely won't be wiped away from history. I truly hope and pray that Major League Baseball has some plan of expansion where Oakland is granted another team and you can add another city. But it's tough, man. And I really feel bad for A's fans worldwide, and especially for people in the city of Oakland. And for my last storyline, so it's here. It's another year, the 2024 Major League Baseball season. And I've got to tell you, this is indeed one of my favorite times in sports right now. We've got the start of the Major League Baseball season. We've got the NBA regular season winding down, heading into the play-in tournament and the playoffs. Also, we've got a ton of golf tournaments. Also, this is an important year. The Olympics are this year, so it's just a fun time in sports right now. Horse racing season is revving up, and certainly Major League Baseball is definitely going to deliver. Just a couple of news and notes I want to pass along to you just about where we're at in the start of this Major League Baseball season. So we have this year the Major League Baseball World Tour. The Dodgers and the Padres opened up their regular season in Seoul, South Korea. This was the first time ever that Major League Baseball played regular season games in South Korea. So big ups to the Dodgers and the Padres for that. Also, the regular season opened up for everyone in North America on March the 28th. And also a couple of other dates to pass along to you as far as the Major League Baseball World Tour Series is concerned. The Astros and the Rockies will play in Mexico City April the 27th and the 28th. We've also got the Mets and the Phillies at London Stadium in London on June 8th and the 9th. I will be watching because the Mets are going to be playing. And then we've got also just some great games coming up, part of the Major League Baseball World Tour. And we've got the San Francisco Giants going up against the St. Louis Cardinals at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama on June the 20th. This is going to be a game honoring the Negro Leagues and Hall of Fame outfielder Willie Mays. So that should be a lot of fun as well. Then we have the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers are going to be playing in the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on August the 18th. So definitely, we're got a great season expected here in Major League Baseball. As I mentioned earlier, Shohei Ohtani, one of the big free agents that was signed during the offseason, playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers now. And certainly some teams to pay attention to. Like, you know, we got to pay attention to the Dodgers. You got to pay attention to the Yankees. Pay attention to the Orioles, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays. How about the defending champion Texas Rangers? Do they have the juice to pull off a repeat? How about the in the AL Central with the Cleveland Guardians and the Kansas City Royals? How about the American League East, the Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies, the New York Mets? Also in the NL Central, you got the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Or in the National League West with the, I mentioned the Dodgers earlier, but the Padres as well. So this is going to be an awesome year. This is going to be an awesome year. Again, teams are going to be, teams really got their stuff together during the offseason. And certainly we've got these international games, Major League Baseball continuing to improve their international status. And still we see in the NBA, they've been a force internationally since the 90s. The NFL is slowly picking up their international influence, Major League Baseball following the NFL on that note as well. And that's going to do it for the season premiere of Extra Base Hit. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long and you take care.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner, Amelia Belle Casino. Terms and conditions apply.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner, Amelia Belle Casino. Terms and conditions apply.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be present in Louisiana. Select parishes only. Licensee partner Amelia Belle Casino.